Well, we're going to switch gears now on the Sunday Spin this morning. We're going to talk to my good friend Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association. We're going to talk about the issue of gasoline taxes, motor fuel taxes, sales taxes on gasoline, and ultimately, will we get an infrastructure program? Don, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm great, and looking forward to a Bears victory today, if you can't tell.
Yeah, at least there will not be a fog bowl today. No fog bowl.
Yes, we'll actually be able to see what's going on. I hope we want to see what's going on, let me put it that way. So, Don, you heard Mayor Emanuel last week, along with some other mayors, Mayor Emanuel talking about wanting to see a 20 to 30 cent increase in the state's 19 cent per gallon motor fuel tax to help fund a massive infrastructure program in the state of Illinois. Gas tax is always a sensitive subject. That's probably why the state's 19 cent a gallon tax hasn't been raised since 1990. But, you know, is it time for a gas tax increase? And how does that affect your members?
No, I think everyone agrees that we have an infrastructure problem in Illinois, a lack of attention to the highways, bridges, local roads, and tie into it all the transportation modes that are affected by our low motor fuel tax in Illinois. You know, 19 cents is, at one time we had one of the highest gas taxes in the country. There's a gas tax. Of course, we have a surcharge for diesel fuel. But then also on top of it, you know, we have other taxes that go on to the what you pay at the pump. But now we're nowhere near the top. And our problem has been, as you said, since 1990, we have not been able to keep up with inflation in terms of maintaining our roads. You know, what we collect in motor fuel tax is basically the same that we collected 28 years ago. It hasn't changed that much. That's because even though we have a lot more vehicles on the road,
fuel efficiency,
better fuel mileage, and on top of that, you know, the rate of inflation. You know, the cost to build a road or to maintain a road has gone up dramatically in that time, and thus we haven't been able to keep up with inflation.
Should we do something about indexing the gas tax to inflation?
You know, if we had indexed the motor fuel tax 28 years ago, we wouldn't be talking about it today. We would have been able to keep up with the cost. And instead, what we're doing right now is instead of dealing with small incremental increases every year, which, you know, the public could probably, and the motorists, I could say, would, you know, could handle, instead, we're going to have to hit everybody with a wallop. And now we have a battle because the mayor comes out and says 20 to 30 cents. Other groups have come out and said, 10, 15 cents. And so we're going to have this big battle in Springfield over what actually is going to pass in terms of a new motor fuel tax increase. And then also, though, we got to deal with other issues. You know, we've got electronic vehicles, you know, electric cars. You know, the Teslas of the world that are going down the expressway, they don't pay motor fuel tax because they don't buy fuel. You'd have to deal with, you know, those types of situations because times are changing. And the tax structure that we put together 28 years ago does not address the 2018-2019 problems.
Well, there's a lot of speculation that the mayor maybe came out with that 20 to 30 cent figure as a way to, you know, kind of provide some cover for a lower increase to be adopted. But a lower increase, you know, what does that buy?
Sure. I mean, 30 cents is an opening salvo. I think you have to shoot high because, you know, because in all reality, someone's going to throw a number up there and it's going to get beat up. And we understand that. And I think that there's going to be a lot of debate over what do we do. And there's a couple of things that are involved. Not only are we looking at the motor fuel tax, what is a number that we need to sustain or to improve our infrastructure? But number two, you know, there's other things that can be done. You know, we have a state sales tax on motor fuel. I think us, and only a, there's not many states in the country that what they do is that when you pay for your gas at the pump, they impose the price of the fuel. They put on the federal motor fuel tax and then the state motor fuel tax. But then they put a sales tax on top of the tax. So, you know, that generates hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and it goes in to the state general fund. It does not go into the state road fund. So that's money that typically is lost that could be used for highway improvements, construction, or repair, that instead goes into the general fund that's used for some other type of state government program.
Right, the state's general bank account.
Right. So, I mean, you know, there are reforms that can be done. You know, that's important, and I think anyone will tell you that anyone who's going to negotiate a motor fuel tax increase, they're going to say, number one, if there's money that is collected on motor fuel, then it needs to go into road and bridge construction and repair. You know, we passed this lockbox amendment 2 years ago that was to guarantee that revenues that are collected are supposed to go into the road funds. Unfortunately, this was a situation where this was a sales tax and not a motor fuel tax, and thus it was not covered under the lockbox. Well, I think we need to see that changed and to put some truth in taxation out there because, you know, folks think that they're paying all this money at the pump that it's going for roads and bridges, but it's not. So we need to take care of that, you know, one of the first things when they start talking and start negotiating the new motor fuel tax increase.
We're speaking with Don Schaefer, the executive vice president of the Midwest Truckers Association. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune. Just a weather update from Mike Hammernick over at the WGN Weather Center. O'Hare had a ground stop, but that has now been lifted, and the visibility's improving at O'Hare. Midway, though, still socked in, many inbound flights canceled. So, obviously, if you're flying out or you're listening and you were supposed to go somewhere, you better check with your airline this morning. Joining me now on the phone is rejoining me is Don Schaefer, my good friend, executive vice president of the Midwest Truckers Association. And we're talking about the issue of public works infrastructure repair bill and how we pay for it. And Don, I was curious about that issue about the sales tax and the lockbox amendment. And, you know, voters, if you remember, 2 years ago, you approved a change in the Illinois Constitution to kind of make sure that all money you pay for transportation-related expenses in this state go to build roads. And the sales tax on gasoline, which, as you said, applied after the state motor fuel tax, after the 18.4 cents a gallon federal tax, then you have a sales tax on top of it, and the sales tax goes to the general revenue fund, the state's checkbook. Obviously, this may not be a great time to be looking at taking revenues away from the general state checkbook, but at the same time, there is a great deal of need for an infrastructure repair bill. Illinois hasn't had one in a decade. And it's not like the gas tax necessarily would be the primary, well, it might be the primary funder, but it wouldn't be the only funding source. Isn't that pretty much, I mean, we paid for it out of last time with an increase in alcohol taxes and expanded video gaming. And I know J.B. Pritzker said, like, well, you know, everything's on the table here for this.
Well, and I think there's been some discussion also about increasing registration fees on vehicles, but I think that's usually one that is usually not very popular because that's kind of like a flat increase on everybody, and it's not a you know, a pay as you go type of a situation. Another discussion that has been out there is a thing called the VMT, the vehicle mile tax. There has been some talk about maybe the state instituting a vehicle mile tax as a means of raising money. In other words, you charge so much for every mile you drive. You know, our theory is on that, hey, that's a great concept. If you don't drive outside of the state of Illinois and you drive within a certain little area, a VMT maybe is something to think about. But, you know, we have a mobile population. They go to Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois. They drive all across the country. How do you capture those miles if you're out of state? Those types of things. And, you know, I'm in the trucking industry. You know, that's the same type of situation. You know, how do you pay a tax that would be assessed if you're just in one state? VMT may be something to think about on the national level. There has been some discussion, you know, in the federal government talking about a nationwide VMT. The big thing is that the implementation of a VMT on a state level would be exorbitant. I mean, we're talking just the cost for setting up a department within the Illinois Department of Revenue to collect the vehicle mile tax, the transponders involved and all this. I mean, we're talking a $1 billion hit just to start a VMT. So I think a VMT is not being taken very seriously. I think more so, though, I think people are saying, I'm going to go back to this idea of indexing. Set a level. Set a base level for a motor fuel tax increase and then index it so we don't have to come back and deal with this issue on a recurring basis. You know, right now, Illinois needs, we'll need $6.6 billion right up front needed to keep the federal funding going for projects that we have going on right now. You know, that's a lot of money that we don't have, but we're going to have to address that. And, you know, Illinois has done every type of contortion to squeeze out federal money without increasing taxes over the years. You know, we've benefited from these, you know, how these projects are funded by the federal government oftentimes has been 90% from the federal government, 10% for state, 80-20, these types of federal funding projects. But now that's not the case anymore. You know, now it's being flipped around where the states have to come up with more match money to meet that federal project money. So the state's going to have to work real quick to come up with a bigger number, you know, to help keep going what we have and to deal with the, you know, just the growing list of problem areas and bridges and roadways and what have you.
Well, and yeah, we're primarily talking about roads and bridges, but when you look at, when we talk infrastructure, you're talking about much more than that.
Mass
you're talking
transit.
About mass transit, public transportation. We all have seen Kirk Dillard over at the RTA and the capital needs for Metra are tremendous.
And there's a lot of pressure. Yeah, and there's a lot of pressure being pushed, you know, in on that side, especially when you start dealing with, you know, groups that have chimed in already, like CMAP and others, who have said that, you know, mass transit, you know, they do us favor by keeping cars off the road and those types of things. And to have a mass transit system that's, you know, that's operating correctly. Another component also is that we have to deal with is that, you know, when we collect motor fuel tax, you know, it doesn't all go to state government. You know, that trickles down to local units of government. Local units are screaming also, or I shouldn't say screaming, but pleading that the same thing is done because their hands are kind of tied when it comes to, you know, transit funding and to road and bridge repair because they put their hands out from the state and the state can only give them so much as they have. And to do anything else, they have to make it up on the local tax structure. So, yeah, it's not just state road. We aren't just talking state road construction. We're talking mass transit. We're talking even money going, you know, to roadways, going to
local roads,
other non-traditional, yeah, local roads, other non-traditional uses of transportation money. And they're all going to be addressed under this. And the day of reckoning is here. How's that sound?
There you go. There you go. Well, and of course, this is obviously an issue that we're going to be following that's going to be a very important kind of issue with new governor, with J.B. Pritzker coming in. He's talked about the need for infrastructure. And it's all part of things that are on his agenda, his to-do list, and it's going to be very interesting to see how this works out.
Don, the attitude in Springfield is something's got to happen. It has to happen now. We can't put it off any longer.
And it's a bipartisan attitude as well. Don Schaefer, Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great holiday season.
Thanks, Rick.